Welcome to day 47. We are up to Perek Hei, Mishnah Gimel, and we're continuing with the mitzvah of leket, which is produce or grain that falls to the ground during harvest, right around the harvest. We don't pick it up. Instead, we allow the aniyim, the poor, to pick it up and take it for themselves. So our case is dealing with a case where, imagine, leket fell to the floor, but the aniyim have not yet come to collect it. So says the Mishnah, Ein Megalgalin Batofeach. A person is not allowed to direct water towards the field. Literally, Megalgalin Batofeach is to turn like a water wheel. The point is, one should not direct water. The practice was, after a harvest, they would saturate the field with water in order to get it ready for the next batch, for the next crop. So that was very important for the farmer to do. But in this case, by doing that, you'd actually ruin the leket that was still on the floor that hadn't been collected. So the Rabbi Meir says, you are not allowed to do that. You have to wait until the aniyim pick up the leket, and then you can water your field. The Chacham matir, but the Chacham disagree. They allow it. Mipnei efshar, because it's possible. What does it mean it's possible? Because it's possible to avoid the loss of leket. You can pick up the leket first. You can put it on a ledge to allow the aniyim to take it from the ledge. And it's possible for you to water your field to accomplish what you need to accomplish as the owner of the field and still not ruin the leket. The Rishonim points out that even if you do ruin the leket, you can always pay it back. You can assess how much leket that field would have given and pay that and give that to the aniyim. So either way, the Chacham say the farmer doesn't have to lose out, right? It's very beneficial in order to water the ground right after a harvest, and it actually could be a loss not to. So the farmer doesn't have to lose out. The farmer, it's she'efshar, is able to either avoid the loss, or if there is loss, to repay that loss to the aniyim. Okay, Mishnah Dalet. Baal habayis shavar over mimakom lemakom. Baal habayis means a homeowner, but literally means someone, that's literally what it means, sorry, but what it's referring to is someone who is not considered poor, someone who has enough money to not be considered poor, not eligible for the general gifts of a field to the poor. So a person is shaya over mimakom lemakom. This baal habayis, he or she is traveling from place to place, is on the road, and the assumption is they have nothing on them, right? But tzarech litol leket shechapei mashani. They have to collect from, they have to take all of these gifts to the poor, that generally that are gifts to the poor, in order to sustain themselves on the journey, because they don't have any food, they don't have any money. Says the halacha, says the Mishnah, yitol, the person, this wealthy person, so to say, or the person who is not eligible to pay, is allowed to take it. Uchsheyach so the beso yishalim. And then when the person, when he or she gets back home, then you pay it back, right? So whatever you took, you would then pay back on that amount later. So you're allowed to take it in the moment because you need something. You need to sustain yourself, and then later you pay it back. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, Ani haya ba'oso shah. Actually, because you have nothing at that moment, and you need something at that moment, right, you're actually considered poor, you're considered an ani, and therefore, when you're allowed to take it, and you don't have to pay it back later. Because again, it's not a gift on loan. At that moment, you're considered an ani, because you don't have anything on you, and therefore, you don't have to pay it back later. The Rambam points out that it's still a midas chasidus. It's a person really should give it back. It's the way of piety. You really should. You have the money, you have the produce, you should really pay it back later on. But technically, the halacha, according to the Chacham, you do not have to pay it back. And that is generally the way that we pass in the halacha, that when there's someone who is poor at that moment, when they get a gift from a charity, when they get some sort of stipend of some sort, it's not on condition that they then have to pay it back later once they become wealthier. It's always a nice thing, but that is not required unless it was stipulated beforehand. But that's generally how we pass in. If in that moment someone doesn't have funds and they need it, they're considered an ani for the purpose of being able to take from tzedakah. But as the Rambam says, it's really the way of piety, the best practice is really to pay it back as soon as you have the means to. We will continue with Mishnah Hay tomorrow.